In the cafeteria of a Catholic elementary school, it was announced that there would be a special cinnamon bread treat for lunch. The bread slices were on a large tray so that all the students could help themselves. Fearing that the first kids in line might load up and deprive the others, a sign was put on the tray that read, "Take only one, God is watching." Farther along the lunch line at the other end of the table was an unlabeled tray of chocolate chip cookies. As the children passed through the line, one child whispered to another, "Let's take all the cookies we want. God is watching the bread." Whether it's cinnamon bread or cookies, we all want to satisfy our hunger. But eating too much or eating the wrong thing is not good for us. And sometimes the right food is in front of us in the grocery store or on a restaurant menu, but we don't recognize its value and choose it. The same is true for spiritual food, as we just heard in the scriptures. God gave the Israelites manna in the desert, but they didn't recognize its value. Instead, they said, as we heard last Sunday, "What is it?" And actually, literally translated from the Hebrew, it's, "What the heck is it?" Actually, it's a little stronger, but I'm not going to say it here in church. Jesus calls himself the bread of life 15 times. In chapter 6 of John's Gospel, which we are listening to for 5 Sundays in a row this summer, but the people didn't recognize him. I would like to point out to you that perhaps you aren't recognizing how nourishing the Mass really is, especially the first part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word. Most of us realize how wonderful communion is, even now without the blood of Christ being served. But after 56 years since Vatican II, many Catholics still don't realize the spiritually nutritional value of the readings, especially the Sunday readings. A case in point might be the very scriptures we just heard. Did you get anything out of them? Did they nourish you? Let me help you to get something out of them this morning, which is the main purpose of the homily anyway. First, the Bible is one of the best remedies for depression. In the first reading, Elijah was so depressed that he prayed for death, but the angel of the Lord gave him something to eat so he could live. Secondly, one of the best ways to handle our bitter or angry feelings mentioned in the second reading from Ephesians is to read the Bible. And finally, God comes to us normally in ordinary ways, not usually in visions or supernatural experiences. The people in the gospel didn't recognize Jesus because they thought that he was just the son of Joseph and Mary. We sometimes don't recognize God's presence in the scriptures of Mass because we are looking for him in extraordinary ways and maybe only concentrating on receiving communion the next part of Mass. Every Sunday, every Sunday, the scriptures can nourish us just as much as the body and blood of Christ. We really do believe that. The problem is not with the Bible. The problem is with us. We are not ready. We are not focused. We are not properly disposed, as the code of canon law repeatedly instructs us to be for all the sacraments, especially Eucharist. One way to properly dispose yourself is to go over the readings before you come here, ideally to do it with others. If you can't or don't want to do that, at least go over them yourselves in the middle of the week in a prayerful manner. You will get more out of them when you hear them on Sunday. It's guaranteed. You will be amazed. If you don't understand something, look it up, since the homilist might not explain it at Mass. Be ready. And like most things, the more you give, the more you receive. The more time you put into getting ready for the liturgy, especially by going over the readings, the more you will receive on Sunday when you come to church. In conclusion, today is the memorial of Saint Dominic, the founder of the Dominican order, to which Sister Rosemary Stein belongs. The Dominican sisters have a great appreciation for God's word. As a matter of fact, some of them call themselves the preaching. Here's a quote from today's Office of Readings, taken from the various writings on the history of the Order of Preachers, the Dominicans. Let me conclude with this wonderful quote about Saint Dominic, who loved the Bible. In his conversations and letters, Dominic often urged the members of the order to study constantly the Old and New Testaments. He always carried with him the Gospel according to Matthew and the epistles of Paul. And so well did he study them that he almost knew them from memory.